Tonight's shiur, Simen Kuf Peches, Seif Zayin, Ches Tesen Yud, Seif Zayin, Im Ta'o, V'lo Hizkir Ba Shel Rosh Chodesh. If a person made a mistake in benching on Rosh Chodesh, and he forgot to mention Yalav Yavah, Bein Ba Yoyim, Bein Ba Lai, it makes no difference if it's morning or evening. Oymer, so there's a bracha that replaces the Alviyavo. The bracha is Baruch Shenosan Rosh Chodeshim La'Amo Yisrael Zikaron. The bracha is actually the full bracha. Baruch Ata Hashem L'Kenem Achalom Shenosan Rosh Chodeshim La'Amo Yisrael Zikaron Ve'eino Chosein, but there's no conclusion Baruch Ata Hashem at the end. This is only if you remember your omission prior to starting a tova meitiv. If he only realized his mistake once he starts a tova meitiv, eino chozer. He does not go back for yal v'yovan or shredish. V'pnei, because she'eino chayv lechol pas. There is no obligation to eat bread on Rosh Chodesh. This is different than Shabbos and Yom Tov. And since there's no obligation in bread, Kadesh Yischai Levorach Bechaz Amazon, there isn't going to be a chiyuv now of benching either. So, of course, if he eats bread, he has to bench. But since he's not obligated to eat bread, the benching is not part of the Avodah Sayyim. So if he left out Yal V'Yav, he would not go back. That if he forgot it, he would not go back because he's not mechuyev to wash. The Rama says, "Efshar, perhaps, maybe you should insert the Yal V'Yavo in the Harachamans if you forgot Yal V'Yavo and Rosh Chodesh Chol Hamoed. K'moshen Ismael le'el sof simekuf pezayin gal b'alizim." The same way we said by Al-Nisim, that if you forget Al-Nisim, you could insert Ar-Rachamon. So why don't you do the same thing for Yal V'Yavo? For Ula Yesh L'Chalik, perhaps we can make a difference. Ki B'Yal V'Yavo Yesh Bar Skor Shemos. Yal V'Yavo, as mentioning Hashem's name, V'Ein La'Amor L'Vatolo, we don't want to say it unnecessarily. Kein Nirli, that's what I think. V'Chein Ogre, that's the meaning. The meaning is we do not insert Yal V'Yavo in a harachamon. Let's stop here and see the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkon Chof Hei. Omer Baruch Shenosan. If you forgot Yal V'Yavo in Rosh Chodesh, Baruch Shenosan Rosh Chodeshim, Ayin Bir Locho, Luka Bir Locho, She Birarenu B'Shem Roi V'Poskim, we clarify from most poskim. Digam Osa Tzarech Loim B'Shem Malchus. That bracha also should be said with the full Shema Malchus. Sivkon Chavov, Bebnei She'enu Chaya V'chulu. If he forgot Yal V'Yavo, and he forgot to say the bracha, he doesn't go back, because there's no obligation to wash. V'davka B'Shabbos U'B'Yontev, only on Shabbos and Yontev, Shemachuyev Lechol Davka Pas, we are obligated to eat bread, actual bread. And therefore, there's an obligation to bench that's set for those days. So the Chachamim instituted that it's ma'akev, that when you bench, you'll mention that it's Shabbos or Yom Tov. Come on, but feel the same as Shmoneh Esrei. Al Rosh Chodesh, when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, Aval Gav Sha'asur Lehis Anos Bo, even though it is forbidden to fast, Mikomokom Enu Mechuyv Le'echol Dafka Pas, but he's not required to eat bread. V'im Kein, if so, Ein Chiyuv Birchas Amozon Kavua Bo, there's no sin obligation to bench. Ula Hachian, therefore, Lo Tiknu Chachomim Haskaras Me'ena Ma'ara Shalo, when the Chachamim instituted to say Yal V'Yavo and benching of Rosh Chodesh, they did not make it ma'akev. Val came therefore, im shachach, if he forgot, ain't tzarech lachzor, he doesn't go back. Because of the Magen Avram writes, the huadin beyontif. The same is true with yontif. Yosim isuda achas beyoim, usuda achas belaylo. If you have anything more than one meal during the day and one meal at night, shemachuyv lachol, those are the two meals he's obligated. If he has an additional meal, maybe an ilas achag, im ochal v'shachach lahaskir me'inam o'era, b'virchaz amazam. If he ate and forgot to mention the alviyav we're mentioning, ein tzarich lachzor, he does not have to go back. K'mo b'rosh chodesh, identical to rosh chodesh. Im lo, unless, kishlo ochal asuda b'layla. If he did not have a yontif meal at night at all, shemachuyv lachol b'yom shtayim, then he has to have two meals by daytime. K'dekamon b'simin tof kuf chof tas mishnah brura sivkanya gimel. We learn this later in Siman Tov Kuf Chof Tes. The Oz in that case, afilu b'sud shniyah chozer, even for the second meal, he'd go back because he has to have a minimum of two meals. Sif katan chov zayin. V'chol hamoyed dino k'rosh chodesh. Chol hamoyed is identical to rosh chodesh. Le'inyin she'ein sarach lachzer, for this halacha, that he doesn't have to go back. V'hu adin le'inyin, it's also similar that if he did realize his mistake that he left Ari Alviyavo before he begins Atoiv Ameitiv, Omer, he should say, Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Shenosan Mo'adim, doesn't say Yom Tovim, because it's not Yom, it's Cholamoid, Shenosan Mo'adim, La'amo Yisrael, L'sason L'simcha, Ve'enu chosem, and there's no Baruch Ata Hashem at the end, k'mo Baruch Chodesh, like on Rosh Chodesh. The Mechaber continues. Im chal Rosh Chodesh b'Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh occurred on Shabbos, v'hizkir shal Shabbos, and he said, would say, v'lo hizkir shal Rosh Chodesh, he forgot Yal v'yavo, v'lo nizkir at shehizkir at Tevim Etev, he only realized when he started at Tevim Etev, enu choser, he doesn't go back. Vim shochach gam shal Shabbos, if he forgot both Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. V'nizkir koydim shehizkir atoiv ha-meitiv, and he realized before he starts the Tov ha-meitiv, then instead of saying two brachos, he says one bracha, kolel Rosh Chodesh im Shabbos, and he'll combine Rosh Chodesh with Shabbos, v'oyimim, and he'll say, shanasan Shabbosos l'menucha, v'rosh chodeshim l'zikaron. V'im pasach b'tov ha-meitiv, if he began a tov ha-meitiv, and he forgot Yal v'yavo and would say, choyzer l'roish b'chaz ha-maz, and he has to start benching again, u'mas k'shol Shabbos v'shol Shoydesh, and he'll say, would say in Yal v'yavo. V'yesh b'sho'imer, there's an opinion, shem shochach shol Shabbos v'rosh Chodesh, if he forgot, would say in Yal v'yavo. And he realized before Tov Ameitiv, Omer Shenasan Shabbosos L'menucha, V'rosh Chodeshim L'zikaron, V'chosem Shal Shabbos, V'eino Chosem Shal Rosh Chodesh, but the end is just Mekadesh Shabbos. Since Rosh Chodesh doesn't get a Chasima, so just make the Chasima for Shabbos and don't do the Chasima for Rosh Chodesh. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Chofches, Eino Choser. If he remembered, would say, but not the Yal v'yavo, he doesn't go back for the Yal v'yavo Rosh Chodesh. K'mo b'kol Rosh Chodesh, k'sha shochach, like any Rosh Chodesh, you forget. V'yav l'gav d'bahu yoyma, even though on that particular day, lo sagid lo ochel pas, he can't get away without eating bread. Hayhi b'shom Shabbos, that's because of Shabbos that he has to eat the bread. V'lav b'shom Rosh Chodesh, not because of Rosh Chodesh. T'achilas pas Rosh Chodesh lekech chiyuva. There's no obligation to eat bread on Rosh Chodesh. For Shabbos, how he is good. For Shabbos, he said, would say, so he's good for that. Sivkot Choftes. Vim Shochach Gam Shal Shabbos, Kach Tzorach Lomer, you should say with the word Gam. Vechen Agir Sim Shulchan Aruch Shalom Stomid, that's also in the version of Shulchan Aruch of the Sefer Shalom Stomid. Ube Shochach Shal Shabbos Levad, let's say he just forgot what to say, but he said Yal V'yavo, Rosh Chodesh. Then when he says the bracha, he only says Shabbos, not Rosh Chodesh. Because he already mentioned Rosh Chodesh and Yal V'yavo. However, If he only realized his mistake when he began a Tova Meitiv, he has to start benching again. Bishvil has commercial Shabbos to mention and say, Oz tzarech loy me'od ha'pam gam yalav yavo. Then he has to repeat yalav yavo too. The birchas ha'mozen harishon is pateh legami. His first benching is gone. It doesn't count. And memeil will have to bench again and include both Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. Sivkan Lamed. Yesh Mishomer says, if he says a bracha with Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh together, the chasima only reflects Shabbos. Does not end with Rosh Chodesh. Like we said before, the lack of chasima Rosh Chodesh. We don't end Berachat Hashem on Rosh Chodesh. The Aval Gavda Hocha Maskir Hashem Bechasima Belav Hochi Mishum Shabbos. Even though he's gonna say Berachat Hashem at the end because of Shabbos, because Malkum Ena Kedai LaHaskir, it's still not worth it to throw in Rosh Chodesh. Daskaras Hashem Hu Al Shnei, because the Shem Hashem goes on each one. Umikomakum, however, Ladina Lahalocha, Maski Achronim, the Achronim conclude, the Yaskir Bechasimo Gam Rosh Chodesh, not like the Shulchan Aruch. He should mention Rosh Chodesh in the Chasimo. Mitam, the Belav Achi Harbe Poskim Svirluhu, because anyway, many Poskim hold. The Gam Bechol Rosh Chodesh Tarch Lachton Bevracha Kamo Beyontav. That every Rosh Chodesh should get a Chasimo like Yontav. Even though we don't do like them, we're concerned not to make an unnecessary bracha. Hocha, in this case, he's anyway saying bracha Hashem. Bishvul Shabbos for Shabbos. Shaper domi loyim bekadosh Shabbos v'yisov roshei chodoshim. There's no reason why he can't do the full chasima. Bekadosh Shabbos v'yisov roshei chodoshim. Seif Ches. Seudosh Lishis Mishabis, Dino Kemosh Chodesh. The third meal of Shabbos is like Rosh Chodesh. Mishnah Berurah explains. Seif Kot Laman Aleph, Dino Kemosh Chodesh is like Rosh Chodesh. She'enu Choyzer im Hischel Birchas HaToyva HaMeitiv. That just like Rosh Chodesh, if he forgets Yal V'Yavo when he began it, if he doesn't go back, so to a Shalosh Shudas of Shabbos, if you forgot what it's saying and you started the Tov HaMeitiv, you don't go back. Because there are those who say, Shesu Deshlishes Ein Sorach Pas, that you don't have to wash for the third meal. Va'af She'ein Devreim Iker, even though we don't really hold that way. That's not the Iker Pshat. Kmo Shekazam Chabim in Simen Reish Tzadi Aleph Siv Hei. Shulchan Aruch writes this later in Simen Reish Tzadi Aleph. Nonetheless, we have to take their opinion into consideration. Not to entertain the possibility of a questionable bracha levatola. Ubesuda shlishes biyantif on yantif. If you had a third meal, the divi hakol in chayza. There's no machlokes. You don't go back. Shal divi hakol ino elushos. Everyone agrees that meal is optional. Like we wrote before in Sivkan Chavav. However, in this Koydim Sheeschal Birchas HaTov HaMeitiv, if he does remember his omission prior to the Bracha HaTov HaMeitiv, Afilu Besudah Revius Ochamishis, even if it's a fourth or fifth meal, V'Shabbos V'Yontif, Oymer, he would say, Bracha Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Shenasan Shabbosos L'Menucha V'Chulu, or Oy Shenasi Yom Tov V'Chulu, Kamo Sha'ayim Rosh Chodesh, like he would do in Rosh Chodesh. Afal Pi Shein Tzorch Oz Pas Klal Bos Yom, either there's no need for bread. So what he's saying is that if you have more meals than you need to have, when you bench, you're still supposed to say Ritzei on Shabbos, you're supposed to say Av Yom V'Yontav. So if you catch your mistake before Tov HaMeitiv, say the Bracha. We're just saying that since you didn't need this meal, if you missed Ritzein Aviyav and you missed the bracha, just keep going. We're not going to go back and bench again. Se'if tes. Shlosha sha'achlu b'shabbosos v'yontif. Three people eat together on Shabbos and Yontif. V'shachachu l'haskir me'ina ma'ira. And they forgot to mention Ritzein Aviyav. They're all going to go back again. All three of them will have to bench again. For each bench alone. They don't bench together. The mezumen works. Even though the benching was invalid, the mezumen was valid. So they just benched to make up what they messed up, but the mezumen is intact. Se'if Yud. Hoya ochel v'yotza Shabbos. He's eating on Shabbos a meal, and then Shabbos ends. He didn't bench yet. Maskir shol Shabbos b'virchas amozen. He'll still mention with say in benching. There's lean on basar haschos asud. We go by when the meal begins. And he ate on Shabbos, and therefore he has to say with say, even though he's benching, it's already late. For what in the Rosh Chodesh, the same is true in Rosh Chodesh. Upurim v'chanukah. You go by the beginning of the meal. Once the chiyuv to mention Yalviyavo or Alanizim kicks in, you will say it even when it's later at night. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Lamed Beis Das Lina V'Chul. We go by the beginning of the meal. V'kivan Shehascholas Asuda Hoya Mibod Yom. Since the meal began during the daytime, Kvar Neschayiv LaHaskir Me'in Amoira. He had an obligation to mention Shabbos, Purim, Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh. Okay, therefore, even though the meal kept going long into the night, the chiyuv doesn't go away. But if he went to daven mariv before he benched, he can no longer say in benching, it's a contradiction. It can't be weekday Shemoneh Esrei and then would say in benching. So in Purim, when the Purim sooner goes late, if you daven ma'ariv for Shushan Purim before you bench, you lost your al-nisim in benching. Make sure to bench before you daven ma'ariv, or else you lose the al-nisim. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Lamed Gimel Basar Ascholas Asuda, go by the beginning of the meal. With the figure therefore, Af Im Chal Rosh Chodesh B'Matzei Shabbos, even if Rosh Chodesh occurs on Matzei Shabbos, you'll only mention it say for Shabbos and benching. You're not going to say Avi. That's only if you finished your meal before sunset. But if you ate bread after Shkia, maybe after Tzeis, now you have an obligation to mention Rosh Chodesh. Now you can't mention both. You can't do it saying Yalvi Yavo. How can you say B'Yom HaShabbos is there? Then say B'Yom HaShabbos is there. Either one. It's one or the other, not both. The Rosh Chodesh B'Yom HaShon, Rosh Chodesh is Sunday. In Kemutav LaHaska Shal Rosh Chodesh. In such a case, just say Yalvi Yavo. Everyone agrees you're mechuyev in that. Shabbos, as opposed to mentioning it say for Shabbos, they plug the bein of Rishon. That's a machlokes Rishonim. Im chayav lahasker klal, if you mention it or not, kishem avorach matzei Shabbos, if you're benching it's matzei Shabbos. V'yavta anan paskin and kan, even though we paskin here b'shulchan aruch and b'shulchan aruch, does lean on basar mikor, you go by the beginning. You do say Ritzei and Matzei Shabbos. But in this case, when you have a problem, what are you going to do? Yalav Yavu Ritzei. Mutav Sheyidoche Haskoros Shabbos Vivnei Haskoros Rosh Chodesh. Better to push aside the Ritzei and say Yalav Yavu. The Huchiv Kul Yama Yalav Yavu is a Huchiv according to everyone. Achein, however, when Matzei Shabbos leads into Chanukah or Purim, even if the meal went into the night, you do not mention Chanukah or Purim. Rak shal Shabbos levad, only Shabbos. Why? Even the belav achi, because anyway, haskor me'enam or the Chanukah or Purim, enu el reshus. The whole mentioning of Hanisim, Achanak, and Purim is Rishos, Kanal, Basimin, Kuf, Pezayin, Zivdal. Like we said before, if you forget it, there's no making it up, there's no bracha to replace it. Cain cost the Magen Avraham, Lo'od HaMechorim, that's what the Magen Avraham writes, and many Achorim. So Magen Avraham view is, if you ate bread on Shabbos, Erev Rosh Chodesh, on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, just say Av Yavam. V'yesh Oymim, others disagree. Timchal Yantav, or Rosh Chodesh, Matzei Shabbos, if Yantav Rosh Chodesh, Matzei Shabbos, he asks, you would say, V'gam Yav Yavam, say both. Ritzin Yav Yavam. Does Lina Bas Raschol Sasuda, V'gam Bas Shah Shumavarach Bo, you do both. The Chiyav when you began the meal, and the Chiyav when you benched, and you ate bread in both time frames. For lo kaptina ma denir kesez, it doesn't bother us that it seems to be contradictory. Dibrit say nischayiv, mishah shehisla suda biyom. The obligation to say ritzay began during the daytime when you ate. For achakach, and afterwards, kishenim shechazman, as time went on, lo beruch, he didn't bench. And now it's nighttime of Yom Tovah Shchoidish, and he eats more bread. So he has a new chiyuv to mention the current status of the Yavi Yavo, and it's not a problem of Tadi Dasasri. Sifkat and Lamed Daled. V'huadin the Rosh Chodesh v'chulu. The same halacha applies to Rosh Chodesh Purim and Chanukah. You go by the beginning of the meal. What's the lomit to say? Tim ochal behem. If you ate on Rosh Chodesh or Chanukah Purim, finis acher habirchas amozan on the arvin. Benching was delayed until the night time. Sarach lahaskir, you should still say Av Yavam and Al Nisan. Does lina bosos man hascholas asuda? You go by when the meal began. For who shall know his smile? Arv is kaz always in the time arv. Finally, come on, simitov yitess. Look, simitov yitess. So the shaila is on Shabbos. If you daven marv matzis Shabbos and didn't bench Rosh Hashanah, you can't say ritzay. If you heard Havdalah during Shalosh Shudas, you can't say it, say. But what if you say Baruch Hamad and Kodesh Hachol? If you say Baruch Hamad and Kodesh Hachol during the Suda Shal Shudas, can I still say it, say or not? So the notes bring, there's a Sofik, Mishnah Berurah is Mesupik, if you can say it, say or not. Rabbi Yosef said, since it's a Sofik, listen to someone else say it. The Chor Pasha says, you're not going to say it. Once you have a Sofik, if you can say it or not, we're not going to say it anymore. But it's not clear, Mishnah Berurah, this is Ali Marv. He doesn't say what happens if he said, he doesn't give either case, not the case of Havdalah or Baruch Hamavdalah. But the Mishnah Berurah Hichas Shabbos brings the Sofik. L'chor, it's a Sofik, you can't say.